On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love Afternoons with the Groobs? It is time for your Celebrity News Roundup. We do it every day, every weekday at 420-ish. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Jellybean? I packed so much music in today, though. We're just running a skosh bit behind the 420-ish time frame. But that's okay. We're going to give it to you in 20 seconds or less so you can go on about your day. And these news stories, they're not exactly CNN material. But they're good enough for Roseburg, so I'm going to give them to you. And otherwise, if I don't give them to you in 20 seconds or less, Robbie comes in here. Little crop dust action. So I got to be careful, and I got to be quick. So Jenna Fisher's kids, they charged her for Mother's Day breakfast. Prince William and Kate finally met baby Archie. Alfonso Ribeiro and his wife welcome my baby girl. Sarah Silverman used the opposite sex Snapchat filter and calls herself the Jewish Brad Pitt. Okay. On a side note, Wendy Williams and Howard Stern have ended their feud. So for all those of you who were biting your fingernails with the anticipation and the excitement, nope. Wendy Williams and Howard Stern are now friends. I don't know if I'd go that far, but at this point in his career, he's ending his feuds with all celebrities, which probably is smart and wise because he has become quite the interviewer. Instead of tuning into his show for the crude and rude, now we get actual content and great interviews, which, I'll be honest, no matter what he did, I've listened. No matter what he did, I loved Howard Stern. I don't know where I was going to go with that, but yeah, basically, he's what made me want to be in radio. I wanted to be funny. I want to give you guys something to listen to. I want to be silly, but I want to do it in a way that doesn't create enemies. You know, I don't want my car to get egged. So, trying to be friendly to people. Now his new style is interviewing celebrities and having good content while still making fun of his staff members, which is always a plus. I love making fun of Rob, as I've now nicknamed him Underboob. Good job, Rob Otamo. You're doing a good job over there. All right. You've been informed on all things celebrity and what's going on in Hollywood right here on Afternoons with the Groove. Stay tuned. The 5 o'clock whistle is going to blow. We're going to blow your hat off. For a little drive at 5 action. It's your favorite 5. I'm going to draw a name out of the emails. You're going to get that person's going to win a Little Caesars pizza. Pretty cool. You could go to 51radio.com, I-101, for more information on how to win. While you do that, I'm going to play you some great music. Here's a little Be The One. It's Dua Lipa action, you guys. And you're getting it on your favorite afternoon radio show. It's Afternoons with the Groobs right here on Douglas County's hit music station, I-101.